You're worthy of praise too. All right? Absolutely. Thank you so much. You bring us into God's presence so many times. So many times. Thank you. I appreciate that. When Joe read that Bible passage to you this morning, the first verse said, pray, don't lose heart. That was what the setting was, to not lose heart. At the end of the passage, it says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Those, if you want, are the two pieces of bread that are holding the meat of the parable together. To understand the parable of the unrighteous judge or the persistent widow, or however we want to look at that parable, we have to understand it in the context of both the opening and closing verse. And the opening verse says, don't lose heart. And the closing verse asks a question, will the Son of Man find faith? Because that's the context for the parable. That's the context for our passage this morning. This woman who refuses to shut up. Seriously, she just won't shut up. She won't go away. She won't sit down. Just continues on and on and on and on. And in her persistence, in this parable, Jesus is letting us know that faith is not answered prayer. I know that sounds contrary when you're in church, but faith is not answered prayer. Faith is believing in contrast to all evidence to the contrary. It doesn't take faith to get what you want. It takes faith when you don't get what you want. Most people pray like they brush their teeth. Have you ever noticed that? Once in the morning, once at night, spiritual hygiene's complete. We're all good. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. I'm good. We want everything so instantly. Just a little bullet prayer. I did a bullet prayer, bullet prayer. Hey, you're shooting God, for goodness sakes. Oh, no, that's not prayer. Prayer is persistence. Faith is believing when all evidence points to the contrary. If you remember in the movie Miracle on 34th Street, it's the little girl sitting in the back seat who did not get what she wanted, did not get what she thought, who had struggled so hard to come to believe. And then in the end, towards the movie, I believe, it's silly, but I believe. She affirms her belief. Only a little girl, but it took her a long time to get there. Even when we invest ourselves, and some of us do invest ourselves greatly in prayer, we can get discouraged. We begin to wander. We hang in there for a few days or maybe an hour for weeks after week after week. But when all that answers us is silence, we begin to wonder, is anybody there? Is anybody listening? Does God even care? And we back off. Because after a while, a promise delayed feels like a promise betrayed, and we just wonder if God's listening to us at all. We find it difficult not to lose heart. We find it difficult to keep the faith. This parable teaches us that prayer is work, and it's hard work, and it's persistent work, because we pray for the things we most deeply care about. And when we care about them that deeply and it seems to be met with silence, waiting becomes so, so very difficult. Years ago, at a gathering of people concerned about injustice and oppression in our society, an elderly black minister at that gathering read this parable. And the sermon was one sentence. Until you have stood for years knocking at a locked door, your knuckles bleeding, you really don't know what prayer is. And he sat down. That's prayer. trusting in the presence of God when all were met with his silence. To listen to some people in the world today, prayer is easy. You've heard those, you've heard that, you know. Prayer is the way we get our spiritual goodies. Prayer is the way we get our material goodies. Prayer is where you get all the answers, and God just answers all of my prayers all the time. Anytime I have a struggle, I just go to God, and then I'm okay. Everything's good. It's all clear. That's not been my, it's clear as mud to me. I have no idea what the heck that was about. I've been in the presence of God, and I'm coming away just as perplexed as I was when I went into the presence of God. I don't have any more answers. I don't have any clarity. I don't have any peace. All I know is that I've been in the presence of God. But I don't have any answers. Sometimes, you know, prayer, it frustrates me to hear people talk like that. And I don't know if it frustrates me because I'm envious, or if it frustrates me because I think they're misrepresenting what prayer is. I don't think prayer is a divine vending machine where we just put in our faith, pull a lever, and we get what we want. I don't think that's what prayer is. I think, at least my experience has been that prayer is more like wrestling. Like Jacob. Do you remember that? Wrestling all night long. Struggling with God. I find my prayers to be more of that type of nature where I'm involved intensely with God and I'm trying to get God to submit. Submit, don't you see that I'm winning? Look at me, I'm WWE. Well, I may not exactly be a threat that way, but I'm wrestling with God. Wrestling and struggling with God, trying to get God to give me what I want. That's been my experience with prayer. And too many times, although Jacob got what he wanted, I find that when I come out of that prayer session, I'm just limping. I'm just limping. I know I've been in the presence of God, but I don't have any answers. I don't have any peace. I don't have any clarity. I have bumps. I have bruises. I have pain. And yet somehow my faith tells me I have been in the Lord's presence. How many times have you prayed and prayed and prayed and then prayed some more only to be met with God's long silence? And we begin to wonder, does God hear? And when we start asking ourselves if God's hearing, then we want to know, does God care? Is he just ignoring me? Does he not care? Is this not an appropriate prayer? Am I not praying the right way? What does it take for me to communicate what's on my heart, what's on my mind? To pray like that is such a challenge. How do we face that silence? Do we give in to despair, or do we cling to hope, and do we cling to trust? Trusting in God even, not just when the answer is no. That's hard, trusting in God when the answer is no. But trusting in God when there's just been silence, that's a struggle. It's hard to cling on to hope. Paul tells us, pray without ceasing. Jesus gives us this parable of this widow who shows us what that means. To pray and trust and confidence and hope in God. To not lose heart. And Jesus concludes the parable with the question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Or will he find that we have given up? We've replaced hope with despair, bitterness, resentment. Will he find faith? Because keeping our hearts open in the face of delay, that takes faith. Keeping our hearts open in the face of silence, that takes faith. Trusting in God when we don't feel like we've been heard, that takes faith. To be like that widow who never turned away, never gave up, never lost heart. Jesus tells that parable, I think, for two reasons. To give us encouragement. To give us encouragement. He's speaking to disciples. He's not seeking to people who don't know about what life in God entails. He knows what life involved is like when you're involved with God. And he knows there are going to be times in each of our lives when we are struggling with God, wrestling with God, desperately seeking answers from God, and only being met with silence. And he knows. He knows it's going to be so easy for us to just give up, give in to despair, resentment, hopelessness. But to be able to hold on, to be able to have confidence, to be able to trust, it takes faith. Which is why he ends it with, "Will I find faith? Will I find that you continue to believe and trust in me, even when I've not been able to answer you? Will you trust in me?" And he has the authenticity to be able to say that to us, because he also says to us in Revelations 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and knock, and knock." You see, I think that it's not just our knuckles that are bleeding. I think when we come into God's presence and that kind of a prayer, Jesus' knuckles bleed too. He knocks on the doors of our heart that we will dare to believe and trust in him, to open our hearts before him. And what does the scripture say? "And I will come into him, and I will eat with him, and he with me." It says nothing about an answer. It says everything about the presence of God. That's what we're invited to. That's what we do at this table. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And if we're willing to open our hearts before him, he will come to us and we will eat together here at his table of love and grace and presence. Even when there's just silence, even when the answers do not come, Jesus comes, reminding us that even in silence, he is there. Amen.